Hi there. The word for you today is up close and personal. In 1 John 1 verse 1 we read, that which we have heard, seen, and touched. You know, you can draw closer to the Lord if you really want to. You can have first-hand knowledge of Him. You don't have to settle for Sunday morning sound bites from a pulpit or second-hand information. Or a long-distance relationship, you can get up close and personal with God. How good is that? John writes, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. Drawing closer to God calls for developing a greater awareness of His presence. And when you do, it brings these three benefits. Number one, friendship. No human being, no matter how wonderful, can be everything you need. But you know what? The Lord can. In Scripture, He's described in Proverbs 18, verse 24, as a friend who sticks closer than a brother. He will stick by you through every season of life, the bad ones as well as the good ones. For decades, the motto of the Marines has been, Semper Fi, which in Latin is simply ever faithful. Even when you're not faithful to God, the good news is He will be faithful to you. And here's another thing, a second benefit, compassion. As a young disciple, John wanted to call down fire from heaven on a town that refused overnight accommodation to Christ and His disciples. But something happened after a lifetime of walking with Jesus. Here's what he wrote. 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And the third benefit of being up close and personal with God is confidence. Whatever life throws at you, you can handle. Confident in the strength of God, you can say like Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.